Former political staffer Brittany Higgins is amongst signatories of an open letter calling to protect the counselling records of victim survivors from being aired in court. The letter to the government calls for recommendations from the Australian Law Reform Commission to be implemented, including allowing victim survivors to pre-record their evidence in court trials. Animal Justice Party MP Georgie Purcell says the measures are important to avoid re-traumatising those who go through the justice system.
It shouldn't be up for public discussion or public information, someone's innermost thoughts or their feelings after having their autonomy violated.
Attorney General Sonia Kilkenny has confirmed the government will be pursuing the reforms. This is Joanna Beard for Triple R News.
The Bob Brown Foundation's annual March in March for Forest rallies saw thousands turn out at 14 locations across the country over the weekend. The protests are aimed at ending native forest logging in Australia and protecting the more than 15,000 plant and animal species which depend on forest ecosystems for survival. According to the World Wildlife Fund, Australia is the only country in the developed world to still log native forest. I spoke with activist and rally organiser from the Bob Brown Foundation, Violet Coco.
The March in March for Forest is a campaign where yearly, all around the country, people come out onto the streets.
So I'm Marley McCrae-McLeod. I'm running in McEwen because I feel so deeply that the major parties aren't doing enough for the people that they're there to represent.
So since McEwen is such a big electorate, how do you think the important issues differ from, say, people in Woodend to voters in Whittlesea?
All politics is local and the issues do differ on a local scale.
Volunteer firefighters around the country have been working hard to keep communities safe during the recent bushfire season. In Victoria, more than 23,000 Country Fire Authority volunteers have turned out to fight fires since early January. To celebrate their hard work, the CFA State Championships are held in March every year. I spoke with CFA Captain Mel Nicholson to find out what the event is all about.
You do hose couplings and you run the traditional old carts like they used to use back many years ago.
This is Triple R Radio News with Lucy Sleverson,
Joanna Beard
and Alexandra Mulcaster.
A Treasury review has found that 64,000 new electric vehicles have been added to Australia's roads since 2022. Under the government's tax discount scheme, 2.2 million tonnes of emissions from cars have been avoided. Aman Gower, head of legal advocacy at the Electric Vehicle Council, says this is only the beginning.
The electric car discount is only the first step. And we encourage the government to consider other opportunities to help more Australians into EVs, as well as growing our charging infrastructure.
8 million Australians are now relying on income support payments, which is 2 million more people than a decade ago. The figures come from a joint Monash University study with the Council of Australian Life Insurers and Superfriend. The study shows mental illness is now the most common reason to claim workers' compensation, with more than one third of income support claims citing this reason. Superfriend Chief Research Officer Ross Isles says that one of the main aims of the report was to identify to what extent people were accessing help for their mental health.
I believe we're much more aware of our mental health these days.
Hello and welcome to The Wire, your independent national coverage of current affairs right across Australia on community and Indigenous radio. I'm Joanna Beard, coming to you from Sin in Melbourne, Victoria. And today on the show, ABC staff are set to strike for 24 hours in a push for fair pay and better working conditions. Thousands have rallied nationwide to end native forest logging in Australia. And later today, we look at how you can keep consistent on your reading habits. We'll have this and more for you over the next half an hour.